Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. As part of our ongoing partnership with Sauce Magazine, we'll talk about some of the new area restaurants Sauce thinks should be given a try on our next dinner dates. Joining me in studio in this soundbite segment to talk about this month's hit list of restaurants you owe it to yourself to visit are the managing editors of Sauce Magazine, Heather Hughes and Catherine Claney. Ladies, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, this is the month to talk about restaurants, certainly. Not that all months aren't, but it is Valentine's
Day. Every month is a time to talk about
right,
restaurants.
Right, but Valentine's Day comes in February. A lot of people will be thinking restaurants. You've got your monthly hit list for us, and it looks like it's got a very ethnic bent to it this time.
It's definitely got we had several different styles of restaurants opening up in February, or I'm sorry, in January. From Italian to different ramen shops to Ethiopian.
Well, that sounds pretty ethnic to me. Shall we get started on what ones you're citing this particular week? Who wants to start? Catherine, you want to start
with? Sure. Arguably the most well-known of the restaurants that has opened at the end of January was Pirano Pasta. It is Gerard Kraft, our St. Louis's James Beard Award-winning chef. It's his first fast casual restaurant and fifth restaurant in the area. He opened it up downtown in the MX building. And the idea is fast casual pasta. So you build your own fast casual Italian. You build your own bowl with different bases, sauces, meat or veggies, and different toppings. Some of our favorites, we are huge fans of the house-made pasta there. So they do organic semolina pasta. Or if you want to go a little healthier, they have a chewy farro whole grain option. And we top that. You have probably six different sauces to choose from. We prefer the Sunday sugo sauce, which simmers away all day, made in-house. Again, they break down whole hogs there and make the sauce with pork bones. Or they have a very bright, herbaceous pesto made with pumpkin seeds. So that's a little different as well. And then you can top it with just about anything. They have healthier options like roasted vegetables. We are a little more gluttonous and go for the shredded pork. Or the meatballs are surprisingly lighter and tender as well. And then you can top it with up to a dozen different toppings, crispy garlic or grated Parmesan or fresh herbs. So it's really build your own, customized. There's hundreds of different combinations you can go for.
And bring your calorie counter?
You know what? You can, or you could be the healthy person who gets the lettuce base and the healthy vegetables, but I tend not to be that person.
The designated healthy person.
Yes. Okay. When confronted with pasta, I tend not to do that. Other cool things that they have there, well, it's primarily build your own bowls. They do have something called a panzo, which is a daily offering fried dough pockets stuffed with a different flavor. When we had it, it was stuffed with those same meatballs, which are awesome, a spicy harissa, which is a spicy North African chili paste, and then drizzled with this spicy, if you've ever had sweet hot honey before, it is fantastic. It's like chili infused honey, and so you get this heat, but then also sweet at the same time. It's delicious. And you should definitely save room for dessert. There are gelato pops. If anyone is a fan of Pastaria's gelato, their pastry chef, Anne Croy, is making gelato pops for people to try there. And grown-ups should get a Negroni slushy. It is the classic cocktail that is in your favorite icy slushy remembrance from when you were a kid.
That sounds great. And it's just open.
Within the last week or two.
Gerard is going to be our guest a little bit later, as you well know. This gentleman is on a roll, I would say.
Yes.
not to make a pun, but... All right, Heather, what's number two on your list?
I guess let's head towards ramen. Nami Ramen opened on the corner of Central and Maryland in Clayton. It's one of a slew of new ramen shops that are popping up all over the city. This one it's got a cool modern design. They have a mural done up on their wall by Tao and Lee firm, which is really neat. The space is great, and they offer around 10 different ramen options. My favorite was the Jigoku, which apparently is Japanese for hell. It's supposed to be very spicy, but it's not actually too bad. That one's made with minced pork, alfalfa sprouts, minced onion, and dry red pepper strips, which is where the spice comes in. It's really nice, big bowl of ramen, great for this season.
Eating out of a bowl. So far, we're on a little bit of a... Well, what should we call it? Trend here. Let's do that.
Yeah, and fast casual as well. It's quick counter service, and they offer just a few appetizers that are really nice. My favorite was the bao buns, the pork belly was really good with a good richness and a little bit of sweetness in the sauce. It's nice.
Is ramen making something of a comeback, or has it never really gone away?
It's just hitting St. Louis, really. Uh-huh. It's been really popular around the country for the past few years, but we hadn't had any specific ramen places before last year, I mm-hmm. think.
Yeah, no dedicated ramen places. And this is not the ramen that you're thinking of in college where you bought, you know, like 16 for a dollar. And
yeah, no dry spice packets.
Exactly, exactly. No, this is true Japanese style ramen, which it's very complicated and very multi-layered and many different flavors. We could do a whole segment on just ramen.
Well, someday we will.
We may very well.
Absolutely. And you have another one.
We do. So Midtown Sushi and Ramen opened up actually just around the corner from you guys here in Grand Center. It's just west of Grand Boulevard on Forest Park Avenue. And they do sushi, ramen, and other noodle bowls available there. So we started with appetizers. There's called a spicy karage, which is sort of like fried chicken bits dipped in a sweet spicy sauce with sesame seeds. And it's plenty for two people to share. Sushi rolls are very approachable for sushi novices. I know not everybody is a big fan of raw fish. They offer a wide variety of both cooked and raw offerings. We liked the dragon roll, which is stuffed with crab and cucumber, but then also topped with eel and eel sauce. And they put crunchy little sweet potato bits on top rather than those tempura crunchies that seem to cover every single sushi roll in town. But the ramen we really enjoyed the most was the Hakata ramen, which is a specific Japanese style of ramen. It features smoked pork belly are open next to a barbecue place called Dixon Smokehouse. So they borrow their smoker to smoke their pork belly and then put that in there. So it's a very rich pork broth topped with that smoked pork belly, buttered corn, pickled ginger, and a soy marinated egg that's cooked just long enough to have the yolk be this extra creamy, almost custardy consistency. It's very nice. So you break it open and everything just kind of melts together in a very decadent umami-packed bowl. It's very nice.
Oh, we like decadence.
Yes.
We love it.
Again, not the healthy one in the group.
That's Midtown Sushi and Ramen.
Correct.
Okay. How about the Moya Grill, Heather?
Moya Grill opened in University City. It's about a block off the loop on Melville. It's the owners of Mezcrem Ethiopian Restaurant, which people may know it's on South Grand. That's been around for almost a decade. But this is a fast casual version with a lot of traditional offerings in a little more approachable settings. So they offer a short menu of wats, which are stews, and tibs, which is it's sort of like an Ethiopian fajita with grilled and sauteed meat with vegetables. And everything that we got there is really deeply spiced, not like hot spicy, but just really flavorful. And that's from different spice blends from traditional Ethiopian dishes, like the doro wat is made with a kay, which is a spicy red chili blend. It's very red and deep, which is really nice. For tibs, we liked the beef, which is served with sauteed onions, bell peppers, garlic, and that's made with a berber sauce spice blend, which is also really flavorful.
How adventurous are St. Louis diners?
Increasingly so, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Keep seeing these little ethnic spots that maybe used to be off the beaten path on South Grand, and now they're everywhere, and they're in really approachable settings. Like even the menu at, I'm thinking at Nami Ramen, there's this little glossary that explains all the terms for making everybody very comfortable. And then at Moya, they define anything people might not be aware of, different spice blends. They explain what injera is, their bread that you eat the tibs and wat with. So I think, people are being met where they are, being made more comfortable with these different types of cuisine, and they're successful.
We've lost a couple of restaurants also, have we not? I mean, we've been hearing a lot about Shannon's and about Harry's, but there are other smaller places that have also kind of gone away or going away.
A few places have closed recently. The Wood, which was a longtime sports bar in Maplewood, closed this past weekend on January 31st. But the space is not going to be vacant for long. The same day that we found out about the closing, we also found out that there's another restaurant going in its place later this month called The Muddled Pig. It is a gastro pub that will be featuring a pork-centric menu as well as a beer and whiskey-heavy bar. And they're actually hoping to – their neighbor just across the street is Bulliard's Meat and Provisions, which is a local butcher, and they're hoping to work very closely with him to get their pork from him. And then another place, Coastal Bistro and Bar in Clayton, closed January 23rd after 5 years, and co-owner Frank Schmitz told us that his sister and co-owner Ellen has plans to launch another concept later this year. So we're waiting to hear more on that.
Nobody's freaking out over the fact that restaurants occasionally close and others open.
No, it's very common. And it's, you know, restaurants close for a variety of reasons. And honestly, we report, I think, much more on openings than we do on closing. So it's part of the cycle, but we're very excited for what's coming down the pipes.
And Heather, Sauce Magazine, of course, gives all this kind of information through its through the magazine, through its website, through Twitter and all the rest of it, right?
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
For the latest on openings, closings, sneak peeks of new restaurants here in town, follow Sauce on Facebook at facebook.com/Sauce Magazine or on Twitter at Sauce Mag.
Okay. Well, ladies, thank you so much for being with us and giving us all this important information. Catherine Hughes and Heather Claney of Sauce Magazine. Coming up, a name we mentioned just a little bit earlier, Gerard Kraft, a rock star in the St. Louis restaurant world. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.